sense, is there a lot of long-term answers on the offensive side of the ball that you guys have a chance to be something special on the road?
We got a lot of young players. This is probably the youngest team that I've been around since I've been here and stuff. And a lot of our playmakers are young with Brandon and Eddie and Jay, all very talented. And I think the future is bright for this offense.
Could you imagine that kind of continuity on the line given the youth?
You know what, I think it makes it easier that we have these off-season workouts together, the OTAs, the mini camps and stuff, and that kind of helps us gel as a unit, so that's to our advantage to have those off-season practices.
How do you feel Jay Cutler handled the pressure of the situation yesterday?
I think he did well. I mean, it's we got into a little bit of a hole and got into throwing it a lot, and he did a good job of spreading the ball around, and just wasn't our day yesterday.
Are you surprised by the news about Matt Lepsis?
As far as him going to seminary and stuff, I'm happy for him, and he made a life change becoming a Christian and stuff, and I'm happy for him and the path he's chosen.
Were you surprised at what he also revealed about that?
As a friend of Matt, I mean, you'd have to ask Matt about that.
What were your impressions of the two tackles, Ryan and Ryan?
I think they both played really well. I mean, I play next to Ryan Clady, obviously, and he did a great job. We communicated well together, and he did some really good stuff, especially pass blocking.
Tom Nalen, do you think we've seen the last of him?
It's hard to say. I mean, he's been saying he's done for about the last 5 or 6 years, so nothing surprises me with him, and I wouldn't be surprised to see him back.
Ben, how about the way you played? I mean, coming back from last
season? Yeah, I mean, I came back from the concussion and stuff, and as part of a line that I think did pretty well overall and stuff. We were asked to do a lot of pass blocking and just with all these running back injuries and stuff, and I was happy how the whole line played.
How big was Casey's signing? It was under the radar when it happened, but maybe it was the biggest off
season. Yep, I think Casey had a great year. I think he deserved to go to the Pro Bowl this year and stuff, and the way he played was really key for our offensive line.
Ben, how do you go about kind of, you know, getting over the disappointment, and how long does it take, that kind of thing?
I think it's going to take a little while. I mean, losing the division after we had a big lead, it does hurt. And like I said, anything less than the playoffs was a failure for this season, and we failed this season getting to the playoffs. So we'll move on after a week or so and get ready for next year.
And does it sting all the more because you never trailed in the division?
I think so. I mean, we've definitely blew some opportunities. We had a lot of opportunities to wrap up the AFC West, and we didn't take advantage of them either earlier in the year or later in the year, and came down to the last game, and we didn't play a great game.